Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How many of our core beliefs are we going to throw away in this misguided belief that we can finally get to what matters? There is a prevailing opinion out there that, well, this deal, you know, is actually a pretty good deal. Yes, it keeps taxes the same, lowers taxes, and all these taxes got cut. There was not a tax cut. Anyway, so we got the tax. Here's the deal. We got the taxes off table. Yes. And now Obama's going to be forced to talk about spending. What? Obama's not for raising taxes on everybody, folks. Obama is saying we raise taxes, but the rich still aren't paying their fair share. They're still not paying enough. He's going to come back for more. There aren't going to be any spending cuts. There isn't going to be any entitlement reform. Would somebody show me the evidence to suggest Obama can be pressured to doing anything that he doesn't want to do? I sit here in stunned disbelief.
There's the most familiar voice in the news talk radio world, Rush Limbaugh, weighing in on the number one item this week, the circumstances we find ourselves in fiscally and what the Congress and the President are doing or are not doing. Number one on the countdown this week, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the weekending Friday, January 4th, in our focus. And so we'll go through the top 10 as we run down all of the hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. They're the place to go every day. You want to check out what's going on in the world of news talk radio, go to talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and stations and hosts all across the country to determine the list. So let's get started.
Number 10.
Iran and the continuing focus on their nuclear and other capabilities as well.
Number 9.
Beginning the new congressional season, number 9.
Number 8.
Al Gore sells Current TV, the cable channel, to Al Jazeera.
Number 7.
Mrs. Clinton's health.
Number 6.
Continuing investigation into Benghazi.
Number 5.
New gun laws.
Number 4.
The aid that did or didn't come for Hurricane Sandy.
Number 3.
Financial markets and what's going on in the world of business talk radio, money radio.
Number 2.
John Boehner and the House vote. Speaker,
number one.
Or not. Then the fiscal situation. The new Congress has convened first session. Within the first hours of the session, John Boehner was elected for the second term as House Speaker. He got 220 votes of the total 426 that were cast. Won election with most of the support of the GOP. 10 of the Tea Party lawmakers, however, didn't vote for him. And not any real big surprise there. Let's get on to what else is going, and I guess the focus, if that's what we want to use for easier identification. I refuse to call this the cliff because I think much has been made. The news media has made this into something different. It isn't a good situation, but it isn't as described. Let's listen to Charlie Sykes on his radio program describe with a conversation to Congressman Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate, why he voted for the bill that the Senate had created.
Let me ask you the big question. Let me start by reading this one account from the Washington Post. The bill is 153 pages long. It was written only the day before by Washington insiders working in the dark of night. It was crammed with giveaways and legislative spare parts, tax breaks for wind farms and racetracks, a change in nuclear weapons policy, government payments for cheese, and most significantly, the bill raises taxes but does relatively little to cut government spending or the massive federal deficit. Why did you vote for it?
Because it cut taxes $3.8 trillion on net. Look, it was really clear. That day, we had a $4.4 trillion tax increase that kicked in on every taxpaying American. And it was obvious, very clear. If you know anything about Holland, it's with 89-8 Senate vote that this was the only way to prevent this tax increase. And so I voted on net for what I thought, in the final analysis, was undoubtedly better than current law, meaning I voted to prevent this tax increase from hitting 98% of Wisconsinites, Wisconsin families and small businesses, to take $3.8 trillion out of a $4.4 trillion tax increase that had already occurred once the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. And so when you take a look at it, what I've always been aspiring to do in Congress, one of the biggest issues that I've cared about the most is fundamental tax reform, because I think our tax code is one of the big impediments to economic growth and competitiveness. By getting these tax laws permanent, all the tax permanent except for the top rate is went up. That's permanent. Getting everything permanent, getting the AMT passed is permanent, getting the estate tax permanent, that makes it so much easier to get to tax reform. And I know it's a little complicated, but by getting these tax laws made permanent, something we couldn't do when George Bush was president, when House and Senate were controlled by Republicans, mm-hmm. gets us the baseline we need to get to fundamental tax reform. Now, will we get fundamental tax reform with Barack Obama? I don't know. But I do know that if we ever are going to get fundamental tax reform, it just got made much easier by the tune of about $3.8 trillion.
So you buying that? I think he's a pretty intelligent guy, and if he's on it and he's got it evaluated, I tend to think that he's probably the right guy to listen to on this. What do you think? 888-302-3684 is the new number to ring in on the countdown. 888-302-DOUG for your thoughts on any of the items as we go through the top 10 this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90forlife at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here at Rite Aid, we're celebrating 50 years by giving you great deals throughout the store. During January, you can earn up to $50 in PlusUp rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake? Savings on top of savings. Come celebrate Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only. Now through January 26, 2013. Limited $50 in PlusUps for households. See RiteAid.com/rules for details.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-9020. That's 1-800-921-9020.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
888-302-3684. Is this the end of the Republican Party? Is it a defeat for Republicans? We're talking about the number one issue on the countdown this week, the fiscal negotiations and the vote. Here's host Chip Franklin talking to Congressman Duncan Hunter of California about why he voted against the bill.
There was a time in Washington where, like it or not, that behind the closed door, the Tammany Hall kind of thing actually had a positive outlook. I mean, a whip would come up and say, look, you're going to follow a party line. If you get out of line, you're going to be off every committee. And but now we know that they just go and they go and they do cable TV or they're on, you know, the Drudge or something complaining about it. And they're celebrities. And it's almost better for their career sometimes to stand up against their own party and thus confusion and chaos ensue.
Yeah, and even for the wrong reasons. But I'll tell you what, you know, I didn't vote for the last debt limit increase, but I didn't go out and trash my Republican colleagues who thought that that was the right vote. Same with this last vote. I didn't vote for this bill either, for the fiscal cliff bill. It didn't have any spending cuts in it. I thought it was a bad bill. It had pork in it, and it actually adds $4 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. So I didn't vote for it, but I'm not going to go out and trash my colleagues, many of whom I've had extremely substantive conversations with, who believe that this was the right vote for a lot of different reasons. Their main one is it sets tax rates permanent, which was not done under President Bush and a Republican House and Senate. So there's multiple ways to go about doing business here, and going out and trashing people who disagree with you ideologically, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, is the wrong way to do it. You can make your argument, and you can make it in the right way without getting personal. And I think that's more of how things used to be, as opposed to now, where it's you know, so easy to be the big guy on campus by going on TV and trashing people.
All right. So do you agree with Franklin, or do you agree with Congressman Hunter or Congressman Ryan? They both have salient points there. Here's Taco's Leland Whaley talking with a caller about what Congress did.
What's up, Donald?
What I called about was I read an article on somewhere, but anyway, they were talking about how the Republicans caved. They used the word caved.
Right.
Caved in, I guess, on the same. But, you know, but what I read, the Democrats weren't really warm and fuzzy either. But yet the news articles, I guess because most of the articles that are written are by the liberal media, they make it sound like it's all the fault of Republicans. But, I mean, what about why doesn't it seem like to me it's everybody's fault?
Look, Richard Shelby was on Fox and Friends, and it's not often that I'm 100% with him. But he made more sense on that show this morning. He said all of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, will rue the day we missed this opportunity to fix real problems and we passed this crappy bill. And, there's plenty of fault to go around, but as a default position, the media is going to write the story as if it's the Tea Party and the incalcitrant Republicans that are the doorstop to success in Washington when, quote, their side won't even propose reasonable cuts. You've got a president who demanded a balanced approach. He poll tested that phrase. They did it in focus groups. It helped him in the election. It sounds reasonable to say that. But when he gets to the negotiating table, he's not proposing cuts. He's not putting anything on the table that's responsible. A responsible president that cared about his country and a party that cared about their country in these times would be looking for every way they could to trim back the scope and size of government in these programs. They throw down a paltry $15 billion in cuts and call that a balanced approach. It's laughable on the face of it.
Well, absolutely. And like you're talking about fiscal cliff, you're right. I quit calling it fiscal. It's going to be called the fiscal hump. And the reason why is because I'm calling it a fiscal hump because that's what it's going to look like about 6 months or a year from now.
Well, and you know, I think there's a misconception today that because they got a deal, we've solved the problem, it's time to move on. We're far from that. We didn't solve anything long term. Two, they got past deadline with some kind of tax structure. That's it. We have immediate things that are going to be hitting us in a couple of weeks. We'll be right back to talking about this again in 2 weeks with the debt ceiling and then this idea of sequester, which they've still got. They've punted for 2 months on these automatic cuts. Those will kick in if we don't come up with some reasonable way to cut the size of government in the next 2 months.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Politics, as usual, front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown Show review of the top 10 items this week. So we've gone from number one to number two. Number one is the fiscal reality and the vote this week. John Boehner being reelected as Speaker of the House was the scrutiny discussed by Ed Schultz here with analyst Richard Wolf about what lies ahead for Boehner now that he's been reelected.
Well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Right.
Are we going? Is the 113th going to be like the 112th? Any similarities?
Well, lots of similarities there. Under old
in operation.
Right. Yeah, look, the interesting thing is hearing, frankly, this crazy stuff come out of people saying they were making a statement, a very public, humiliating statement about trying to get a House Speaker who's no longer a member of Congress. What planet are they on? They're humiliating someone as they elect them their leader. And this is John Boehner's problem, right? It's a job that no one else wanted. It's a job where he's only got power because they voted him into it, but they won't vote for anything he agrees with the president. So they undercut him 1 week and then promote him back to his old job the next week. It's an impossible situation. If he was a different person, you might have some sympathy for him.
He's been damaged badly in the past month, in the past year, actually, but nobody wanted the job.
Nobody else wanted the job. And look, there's a bigger question for Republicans that I think Mitch McConnell understands, which is, are they ready for government? Can they project out that they're responsible and can take the series of problems this country faces and deal with them? What you've got is a House caucus that is more interested in opposition. Even if that is opposition to their own opposition, right? Being an opponent to John Boehner, if you're Eric Cantor, is the sweet spot.
Well, their target before was to make sure that President Obama didn't get reelected. Now they're kind of searching for a target right now, and I thought there was a lot of frustration being shown by Republicans. They know they lost on the fiscal cliff, and now they're getting beat up big time in the arena of public opinion when they start talking about using the debt ceiling as leverage. Boehner is reportedly done negotiating one-on-one with President Obama. An aide said he is recommitting himself and the House to what we've done, which is letting the House work its will.
What's the translation there?
Which is not leading, right? Not leading. Look, he's cut out of all future negotiations with the White House. So he can say, I'm not going to negotiate with the White House. There's no reason for the White House to negotiate with him either. They can negotiate directly with Mitch McConnell, watch them trying to jam it down the House, because who does he represent? The problem is they cannot get to yes. The House Republicans are only united in saying no.
Will they default on the debt ceiling?
I don't see how they can. I mean, they will be in a world of pain that will bring it down on the rest of the country. I think that's an impossible position. They blinked. Remember, in any negotiating, in any hostage taking, you cannot blink as they have repeatedly and still maintain credibility.
Here our host is Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to Susan Page from USA Today.
Let's talk about John Boehner for a second. He takes over as Speaker for another term, but he seems to have diminished power. What's the outlook for him?
Well, you know, the vote, early on in the vote, it looked like it was possible he wouldn't win the speakership on the first ballot, that they'd have to go to a second ballot. He needed 215 votes. He ended up with 220. But it was a little bit of a warning sign and a reflection of what we also saw earlier this week on that last vote on the fiscal cliff deal, in which he could not deliver a majority of the Republicans in the House and lost his two top lieutenants. So I think he does go into this new Congress with questions about whether he has the support of the Republicans in the House.
Boy, that is a really tough spot to be in. And, I've been reading some people are even predicting on tough measures like what just went down with the fiscal cliff. It'll start in the Senate and then go to the House.
Well, on some of the many issues, the Constitution requires that they begin in the House. But, you know, one sobering thing, that fiscal cliff debate, which has so dominated the last couple of weeks and just got done, not even before the deadline, but even after the deadline, those were the easy issues that were being addressed. The hard issues, which are more the spending issues, especially on entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare, those are the issues that they're going to have to be settling in February and March, and that's going to be even tougher than the battle we just saw.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1/1 to 1/16.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Bursty berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La la.
Chapstick. Apply happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Doug Steffen on the countdown, 33 past the hour. This hour, as usual, as we get to the end of the week, is an overview of the hits from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, all of the top 10. We spent the first part of the hour focusing on number one, which is the fiscal legislation. John Boehner is number two. So now we move to number three. And quickly, let's listen to this conversation from Diane Sawyer and Bianna Goldrigger. They talk about the reaction the markets have had this week. A lot of interesting conversations have been had also on Business Talk Radio, Business Television, but this one is the one our producers selected to give you an overview of most of the discussions.
The giant New Year's surge in the stock market. It was a kind of celebration after Congress finally took action to pass a deal on taxes averting the fiscal cliff. The Dow jumped 232 points at the opening bell and then kept soaring, gaining more than 308 points by closing time.
As one trader just told me moments ago, there was a huge sigh of relief on Wall Street. Investors liking what they heard from Washington a lot. The Dow Jones up 300 points, the largest gain the market has seen in over a year.
If you combine today's 300-plus jump with the additional 166 points for New Year's Eve, the blue chips had their biggest point gains ever for the last day and first day of any year.
What we saw today was a relief rally. With the deal being done, the market's up as a sigh of relief.
All 30 Dow Jones stocks were up, and more than 90% of the S&P 500. The markets were optimistic that the economy wouldn't fall into recession after Congress agreed to a deal that prevented most tax increases and postponed painful government spending cuts for another 2 months. Big-name stocks and technology companies, the engines that help fuel economic growth, did particularly well today.
Removing uncertainty like the fiscal cliff, things like the debt ceiling, that's going to help bring things into a clearer focus and should ultimately help both the economic performance and the performance of everyone's 401k.
That's a relief to 60 million Americans who are invested in 401ks. 2012 had already been a good year. If you were invested entirely in the S&P 500, the average 401k would have gained $10,000 last year. Today's rally alone added nearly $1,900 to the average 401k.
And one thing to keep in mind, traders did tell me that had we gone over the fiscal cliff, instead of talking about a 300-point rally, we'd be talking about a 300-point sell-off, if not worse.
All right, so that's number three. Financial markets, the next item on our countdown has to do with continuing discussion and well-placed, well-put discussion about Hurricane Sandy and the fiasco in Congress as far as the vote that didn't happen. Let's start off with host Dom Giordano talking to Congressman Frank Libondo of New Jersey about the problems with the relief bill that's kept the House from voting on it.
The issue here with the Sandy relief is I think there's a lot of pork in here. Would you contend that there's not and that you're being held to an unfair standard?
I would contend that the pork that's in there is being taken out, and I would not say it's a lot. Out of the $60.4 billion that came over from the Senate, there is somewhere between, I don't know, $500 million, a billion that we're taking out of it. We don't want any of that in there. If you've got something in there that wasn't affected by Sandy, if you're from a state that wasn't affected by Sandy,
okay,
then this should not be in there, and we're going to make sure that it's out of there. But I've got some of my colleagues that have got me incensed who are getting up and basically saying the whole bill is a pork bill, and it's ridiculous. The standards that had to be met by the Office of Management and Budget were bordering on extreme in terms of detail and reams of information, which both New Jersey, New York City, and New York State submitted in full compliance and was fully scrubbed, and no one suggested anything in there did not meet the criteria or wasn't totally accurate and appropriate.
Okay,
now,
no,
we've added some stuff in.
You brought up Katrina before. I'm not sure if you were in office at that point, but I think we made a big mistake. We rushed in there, threw money in there. There was a lot of fraud and abuse.
Well, and a lot has been learned since Katrina, but the point being, that we've got lawmakers, when they have an emergency and a disaster, they want something 5 minutes before the storm hit. When it comes to us now, not only are they saying that timing isn't an issue, we've got plenty of time, but, you know, the money isn't an issue. You can't let these contracts that are worth a lot of money piecemeal. You can't do a contract that way. You can't have the Army Corps come in and redo the Jersey Shore, part of a beach, part of a town, and part of the time. And we've got a $40 billion tourism industry that we're probably not going to have a tourism season this summer because of what's been wiped out. And these sanctimonious colleagues of mine who believe that there is no emergency are totally separated from reality. And if they had a disaster they were dealing with, California is the first to run up with their hat in their hand and crying that, you know, we need to do something right away. And now all of a sudden it's take our time. Let's see how it goes. Now, we want to make sure the money is spent properly, but, you know, give me a break. We're not second-class citizens.
A congressman from New Jersey. Here's host Simon Conway talking to one of his callers about Chris Christie's remark that the House Republicans didn't vote on the Sandy relief bill, and that's why the fact that they didn't vote is why Americans just really don't like Congress.
Christie said this is why the American people hate Congress. And he's right. Oh, hey, Mark.
Just want to put a couple things in perspective on the Sandy bill. The House of Representatives had passed a bill for $27 billion that had made it through the House. They sent it back over to Senate. The Senate passed their own version just shortly before they passed the fiscal cliff version. Theirs was $64 billion. And then they passed the fiscal cliff version, then they adjourned. Then, at the same time, they sent the $64 billion one back over to the House of Representatives. Well, it was never going to pass,
Well, actually, I don't buy that it was never going to pass, number one. But number two, here's the problem, okay?
The problem is it was loaded with earmarks.
Well, I agree.
It couldn't even be sent back to conference. They either had to swallow that, too, or pass it the way it was.
I think that's
twice as much as the House of Representatives had approved.
Mark, here's the problem. Okay? This is the problem. It's not that it was a great bill. It was a garbage bill. It was loaded with stuff that shouldn't have been in there. I completely agree with everything you just said in regards to that. Okay? But the problem is this. The problem is it was on the schedule to be voted on what pretty much was the last day of Congress. Okay? It was not pulled until 11:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay? After Boehner himself had voted to give the president everything the president wanted.
It was not on the schedule, or it wasn't verbal agreement.
It was on the schedule, sir. He pulled it off. The speaker pulled it off. It was a terrible act. It was an act of deception. He then won't take a call from a governor of the United States. I don't care if he's a Republican or a Democrat. If you're Speaker of the House and a governor is calling you four times with something you're supposed to be doing for his state, you pick up the damn phone, man. It was disgraceful what John Boehner did.
I found that to be a pretty informative excerpt from a pretty popular program in Iowa. That's one of the things about this format. It's really interesting to listen to good hosts and good calls, good guests who really do bring something to the table that you didn't know before. Let's find out, as is usual the case when we talk about Hurricane Sandy, there's always the ancillary caller and conversation about climate control and global warming. And so as part of this, there have been some hosts who have asked their callers about answers. And here's John in New Mexico responding to a host's question about climate change.
Climate change is real. And you can ignore climate change. It's not going to go away. You can claim that it's God, an act of God. It's not going to change it. The top scientists in the world have agreed in that IPCC report that the ocean level is rising from the melting ice around the world. Climate change is real. I don't know that there's enough money to throw at the problems to solve it, and this is why it is so depressing to me, personally. It's very depressing, because I really think that there's going to be a mentality that fights against the government spending any money at all. And I would agree with that side to this point, that there's just not enough money to throw at it. I think that we can drive more efficient cars. I think that we can change coal-burning power plants to propane. But if there's not a profit in changing to natural gas, companies won't do it. They're not going to lose money to change their coal-burning power plant over to natural gas. It has to be subsidized. There you have political fights. I really think it's a sad day. Because America needs to admit that climate change is real and that we just don't have the money to fix it. I don't have the answers for you, but I think it's ignorant to ignore it.
All right, number four, discussion of Hurricane Sandy and the aid package, and then the usual discussion about climate change and climate control. Here's Bob in Michigan to wrap up our conversation.
It's a freak storm. My God, people, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Does anybody know that's listening what the percent of carbon dioxide actually make up our atmosphere? It's 0.3%. I mean, come on. And it's not just America. It's the whole entire globe. And another thing, University of East Anglia. Can anybody remember that? I mean, these were fraudulent numbers. It was fudged data. These guys, if they're given money and they want it and they're told what results that they should come up with, and they want to keep getting that dough, so they keep giving them the numbers they want, and this fraud just continues on and on and on. Thank you, Al Gore.
888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. A way to be in touch on the countdown. We've taken care of the top four items. Number five, another real controversy. We'll spend some time on the debate on new gun laws next on the countdown.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price drop to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry. Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-9020. That's 1-800-921-9020.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
When something terrible happens, we all want to make sure it never happens again. So we make new rules, but we often fail to look at the proposed solution through the lens of liberty. If we did, we would realize that such regulations threaten even more important principles. This maze of regulations saps our ability to run businesses, hire people, use our own property as we wish, or just earn a decent living to support our families. But it's not too late to recapture the freedom we all cherish. Let's work together with our neighbors to cut these regulations in half and become a watchdog generation that acts to defend individual responsibility, freedom, and opportunity, and to pass them on to the next generation.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
All right, number five on the countdown has to do with the debate continuing on gun laws, the aftermath of the shooting in Connecticut. Here's Nicole in Maryland, one of the callers to one of the programs we monitor. Not sure getting more guns out there or getting stricter gun control laws is the right thing to do.
I think we're just at a point in history where we have to make a decision as humans. Are we really going to see ourselves as the same, or are we different? And I think this, we have to care about one another. We can't stay inside of our homes. We have to get to know each other. And that's just the bottom line. We can't control, we talk a lot about gun control laws. I'm not sure if that's the way to go, but, to walk around schools with guns, I'm not sure if I agree with that. The teachers did exactly what they were supposed to do, and my heart goes out to the educators that were in the building, the parents who don't know what to think this morning about the kids that they'll never see again. It's just terrible.
Here's Harold in Arizona with a wrap on this.
After Columbine, there should have been a national task force
to deal with this problem, because it's a many-faceted problem. It goes back to our criminal laws. It goes back to our failure to deal with mental diseases when they're picked up in our social systems. It goes back to the lack of security in our schools. We have the biggest treasure we have. It's better than the millions of dollars worth of gold we protect with all kinds of latest scientific operation, but we don't protect our schools. Schools should not be accessible to anybody but the children.
The rest of the countdown in a matter of moments. We'll fill you in on number 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, believe it or not, in just a few moments here on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
First week of January, I'm Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a review of the top 10 as usual, thanks to the folks at talkers.com. Let me just go through from the top and then we'll finish this off. Number one, as you know, the fiscal legislation. John Boehner is number two. Financial markets and how well they did this week. Number three, discussion of Hurricane Sandy and the aid that hasn't come yet. A new gun law debate and guns in general. Number five. Number six, the investigation continuing into the Benghazi attack. I don't think there's anything really new there. And number seven has to do with Mrs. Clinton and her health status. That's pretty much a sort of a fait accompli. She's okay now. Al Gore selling Current TV to Al Jazeera. I think there's more to that than we have time to discuss here, but we know it's on the list. Number nine, the new Congress, and then number 10 is Iran. And that's where I want to spend the rest of our time together here. Here's from our affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Ludell, talking to Middle East expert Aaron David Miller about continuing threats from Iran. All right, I guess we have this cut over here instead. This is Jim Scott talking to analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about Iran issuing warnings about military exercises.
What color is the flag that Iran is putting up warning foreign planes and ships to stay away? They're having some sort of exercise, huh?
That's a red flag, and they warned all foreign planes and ships stay away from our exercise, and they have dozens of warnings that are issued to foreign nations that approach our forces during a five-day sea maneuvers was not a good idea, be very dangerous. Because what they've done, they've laid mines around the Strait of Hormuz. They've got ships in there. The exercise maneuvers called Velat 91. That's the latest show of strength in the face of mounting international pressure on a
Colonel,
program.
Will the United States and other countries stay back and not mess with them during this five-day exercise?
I think that's what's going to happen,
yeah,
but the clock is ticking on Iran. I think in the near future, Israel is going to take a shot at them. If they do, we'll probably back Israel.
All right, so let's try Alan Ludell now from our affiliate WDEL with analyst Aaron David Miller.
Iran feels the squeeze of stepped-up international sanctions. Iran warns a U.S. aircraft carrier to stay out of the Gulf. The Pentagon insists U.S. warships will continue to sail in the Gulf. Could a miscalculation trigger a war?
There's always risks of miscalculation. Clearly, you have a highly charged environment. You've got military assets moving around. But I think, by and large, what you see now is part of what has been playing out over the last year or so, which is a covert war for sure. There's no question that Iran's efforts to acquire a nuclear weapon, or the West is attempting to subvert it, the Israelis, clearly with help from the United States. Iranian nuclear scientists are disappearing. Some are being killed. There are explosions. That covert war is accompanied also by economic sanctions, which are designed to avert war, but at the same time, because I think they are beginning to take a toll on the Iranian economy, also creates a measure of desperation, which could actually accelerate a confrontation. And then, of course, you have the latest flip-flop, tick-tock, over the issue of closing the Straits of Hormuz, which the Iranians could probably do for 5 to 10 days, but in the face of a willful American effort to reopen those straits, which would also include attacks on Iran's conventional military assets, I think the straits would not be shut for any prolonged time. So,
don't they cut their throat in that they are themselves dependent on being able to export oil through the Straits of Hormuz?
Right, which is why I think, look, it's like possession of nuclear weapons. The threat of having is a lot more effective than the reality of using. Once you actually try to do something, in this case, if the Iranians would try to close the straits through asymmetrical warfare, through mining, through attacks on facilities in the Gulf, then I think you bring on the whirlwind, and I do not believe that the bureaucracy in Tehran wants that. So I think we are in a very dangerous game in which there is the prospect of miscalculation, but I don't think it's going to occur. I think this covert war, a war of words, a war of sanctions, a war of cyber efforts to disrupt the Iranian nuclear program will continue.
Here's caller Mike in Florida. And no matter what Iran is saying, we need to stop getting involved in places like this.
It seems like everybody's beating the drums of war here. A lot of people make a lot of money off war. You know, there's a lot of untold stories out there. Even like in Afghanistan right now, there's like 500,000 refugees just out there roaming around. And it's wintertime over there. This war stuff has just got to end. It's perpetual. It's nothing but profit-driven. You know, this oil stuff, just like in Afghanistan, we just propped up another dictator. It's insane, this war stuff. And I don't think Iran is that big a threat. I think we could put a stop to it anytime. And I think we need to cut off all funding to Israel because, you know, let them fight their own wars. It's just getting ridiculous.
A lot of people agree with that sentiment. So there it is, a review of the top 10, the charts for the week of December 31st to January 4th. Glad to have you here on this.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, C-Store for details.